Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Monday of the seventh week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, How Small is Your God? Our gospel reading today from Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 29, holds an important lesson on unbelief, which we all experience to some degree. Unbelief is what robs us of our power over the devil, as it did for the disciples who failed to expel the evil spirits from the boy. Unbelief is what motivates us to take matters into our own hands and to do things our way or the world's way, instead of obeying God's ways. Unbelief is what warps our idea of who God really is. Unbelief comes from putting God into a box, a finite box that's no bigger than our own brains. I first learned about this many years ago while frustrated over the apparent ineffectiveness of my prayers. In my limited awareness, I concluded that whenever I was around others who were seeking God's divine intervention, they would only get a miracle if I left the room, as if my unbelief was ruining it for those who did believe. I had boxed God into a small idea. In my brain, I limited who He is and what He can do and what He wants to do based on my human experiences. I was praying to my own idea of God, my own created image of Him. To break free of this, I did a spiritual exercise that you might find helpful too. I pictured a box inside my head. I imagined opening that box to let God burst out of it. I saw Him expanding to a much, much larger size. He grew larger than the universe, larger than my imagination could stretch to contain, and even larger than that. Then I prayed to that God. Wow! The difference in my faith was awesome. I could trust a God who was that huge and powerful. The opposite of unbelief, according to Jesus, is faith. We might think we don't have enough faith for miracles, but we do, because faith is pure gift given to us by the Holy Spirit during our baptisms. But faith must be exercised through trust, which is a decision, not a feeling, not a gift. Trust is the decision to let God out of the box. Jesus told His disciples that the reason they couldn't expel the demon was because prayer was required. Our most powerful works for God's kingdom come from a foundation of prayer. When we enter into heartfelt prayer, we unite ourselves to God and open up the box of our limited thinking to meditate on who God really is. The best prayer we can offer when trust is weak is like the stricken boy's father said to Jesus, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." In this, we admit our limited understanding of God while asserting that our true desire is to be a believer. Choosing to trust God does not mean that we force ourselves to have to trust. It means that we want to trust, and Jesus does the rest.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.